You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Profit doesn't happen by chance. It happens by design. Let's dig in. There's a difference between leading a business and constantly rescuing your business. Imagine, if you will, a random Tuesday. You have messages coming in nonstop, emails, text messages, Slack messages. You're getting requests from your team, from your employees. They need answers to questions that they have right now that need your attention. Your clients are contacting you. They're calling, they're texting, they're emailing. They have questions. They need support and they need your attention. You have the revenue pressure. You need to get sales done. You need to get money coming in the door because every day that you're not making money, it's costing you money. You are constantly having to start something and stop something and pivot to something else. You're being interrupted nonstop. And all of these things lead to decision fatigue. You don't know which way you're going. You don't know if you're going left or you're going right and who needs what. And it is absolutely overwhelming. You are completely fatigued, confused, and stuck. And you feel like your business can't move forward without you. Today, I want to talk about what it actually takes to lead through those times of chaos. We all have them. All businesses have those times of chaos. So today we're going to talk about how to lead through that chaos without losing yourself in the process. Because when chaos increases, most leaders shift from strategic leadership to survival mode. So what does it look like when we're in survival mode? When we are in that space where all we are doing is putting out fires and reacting to everything that's right in front of us. When you get to those places, what does it look like? What does it feel like? It's when you have those times where nothing seems to be able to move forward without your direct supervision. And so what you start doing is making emotional decisions, because let's be honest, when we're stressed out, when we're overwhelmed, and when we're in survival mode, we are not the nicest people to be around. When we get into those places where we are reacting in emotion and not in strategy, that's whenever we run into problems. And we do that because we are just caught up in that reactive mode. We're caught up in survival. When we are in that reactionary process, we are not looking at the long term, right? We are, what is going to relieve my pain right now? What's going to take a little bit of pressure off in the moment? So we start a whole bunch of things because there's a million things on the to-do list. So we start them trying to get them done without being able to complete anything. We are avoiding important conversations or any conversation at all because we just are not really nice to be around. And we are doing all of the things, right? We are constantly busy. When we're in chaos, there's just, it's one thing after another. And we feel like we are so busy. How many times have you gone home and been like, I was so busy today? But when you actually look at what happened, you weren't making much forward progress because what you were actually doing was busy putting out fires in chaos. And when you're in chaos, it actually narrows the focus of what you're working on to whatever is screaming the loudest. The customer that called that needs attention right now, the team member who came in and said, I can't move forward until you decide on this thing. Whatever is in your face is what's going to get your attention. And when you are in those moments of chaos, when you are in reaction, then that's not always the thing that's going to actually benefit you long term. It's just going to relieve that pressure in that exact moment. So when you are in this chaos, when you are reacting and everything and putting out fires constantly, your business starts reflecting that. It reflects your emotional state. Your business will reflect your decision quality. If you're in chaos, you are not in a good decision-making place if you don't have that structure in place. We're going to talk about the structure today. But when you are in reactive mode and you're just making decisions on the fly, then your decision-making ability has been reduced. And your level of clarity goes out the window because you can't see the forest for the trees, right? Survival mode is what? It's fight, flight, freeze, and fawn. When you are in survival mode, you are either fighting for your life or you are, you know, making snap decisions as because you're fighting. You freeze and make absolutely no decisions. Or you just run away. You're like, I can't handle any of this. And I am just going to dismiss myself from this whole environment so that I can think, right? So when you're in survival mode, when you're in chaos, you go back to that mammalian brain that is, or reptilian brain, I think, that reptilian brain that is only reacting in those survival mode abilities. And this is not because you're a weak leader. It's not because you aren't capable. It's not because you shouldn't even have started a business in the first place. It's because your leadership pressure, the pressure that is put on you during chaotic times will expose and open up the gaps and weaknesses in your business. So this is when we need to stop and take a look at what's going on. And let me tell you, we all have these times in our businesses. There are times whenever I have so many projects that are all lined up. It shows up most for me on my to-do list. When I just make a to-do list that's I need to get all of these things done. I have 4 or 5 open projects. I have deadlines that need to be accounted for. I have clients that I need to serve. And on that to-do list, everything has the exact same priority. Everything is at the same level of urgency. And when I am operating in my business that way, that's the chaos. That's when the chaos sets in because everything is important. Every decision is a knee-jerk reaction. And I am either running around putting out fires and deciding on the fly, or I am just frozen and I can't make any decisions whatsoever. I will be honest with you. My survival mechanism is freeze. And I will just freeze and step back and not do anything when I am stuck in that survival, chaos, reactionary mode in my life and in my business. And working harder doesn't fix it. What actually fixes it is structure and clarity. That to-do list, if I will give it structure and clarity, what's more important? When is this due? Actually breaking things down so they can get accomplished. Then I can make forward progress. So your job as a leader is not to eliminate chaos immediately or entirely. Let's be honest, chaos happens. Chaos happens every day. It happens in your business. It happens in your personal life. It just happens. It's how we handle it when it comes up that will enable you to move your business forward despite the chaos. And your job is to create enough clarity so that you can move confidently again. Because what happens in chaos is sometimes we forget who we are. So we're going to talk about 3 things that we can anchor in our business and in ourselves so that we can work our way strategically through the chaos and be that leader that we want to be for ourselves, for our family, for our customers, for our business, because you have the capacity to do it. You are a good business owner. You should be doing what you're doing. It's just that when we are in survival mode, when we are in that reactionary chaos, it feels like we're not. So we're going to get into that a little bit. I want to give you that reassurance right now. You are okay and you can do this. So the first thing that we need to re-anchor is our priorities. And I'm going to mention that I'm going to give you three ways to re-anchor yourself during chaos. They are in no particular order. One is not more important than the other. So the first one I'm going to talk about is re-anchoring your priorities. So the first thing you need to recognize is what is most important right now. Because just because everyone is in your face asking for an answer does not mean that everything has the same level of priority. So you need to determine what's more important. Is it more important to talk to that customer and get that customer squared away so that you can actually bring money into your business? Or is it more important to deal with this team member or this employee who has an immediate question on their agenda? So you need to really look at what are the priorities that are important right now, and where can you put everything else in order? What's less important? What can wait till tomorrow? What can wait till next week? So what matters most right now in that moment of chaos? The second thing that you need to think about is, and again, these are in no particular order, is what's going to bring you money into your business? If answering that question for the customer is going to bring money in, and answering the question for the, you know, web designer is not going to immediately bring you money into your business, then maybe you prioritize the customer. And I'll just give you a little clue right here. I'm probably always going to say that prioritizing the customer is going to be one of your highest priorities. And I talk a lot about customer service. I talk about client whispering. I work with my clients on how to give good customer service and how to talk to your clients so that they can hear you and how to speak to them so that they buy. So clients are really, really important. If you are answering a Slack message to a group of people who are conversing to you about general marketing things, or you have an email from a client who's going to purchase something from you, maybe the better priority, the higher priority, is going to be answering that email from that customer. So what's most priority? What is the highest priority now? What will move your revenue? What's going to stabilize your business is the third area you want to look at. If bringing more team members in to do a lot of projects that you want to do is not going to stabilize your business, but will actually create even more chaos, then maybe that's a lesser priority. So what's going to stabilize your business? You know, I am all about the foundation of your business. We need to have a strong foundation in your business. We need to have a place for everything to sit solidly on. We need a place to build on. We need a business structure that enables you to work through the chaos effectively. So what's going to stabilize your business? And then, you know, what can honestly wait? What is not as everything has the same priority, right? If everything is the same amount of urgency, you're not going to make any progress. You have to say, what can wait and what can you do tomorrow? Or what can you delegate to someone else to handle so that you can take care of the other things? Because not everything urgent is important. It might be urgent for someone else, but it might not be important to you as the business owner in the moment. So you want to re-anchor your priorities first, or number one, not in any order. The second area to look at is re-anchoring your decision-making. Now, I talked about making decisions in number one, what's more important, what can wait. So in order to make those decisions, maybe you do this step first, which is re-anchoring your decision-making. When you are overwhelmed, when everything is coming at you at 100 miles an hour and everything feels absolutely as important as everything else, and you are immersed in chaos and you are 100% in reaction mode in running your business, you will overcomplicate decisions. And how do you overcomplicate decisions? What do I mean by that? What does that actually look like? Well, I'm going to give you an example from my own life. I will often overcomplicate a decision, and it doesn't even have to be an important decision that I will overcomplicate. For example, I could be sitting in my bed and I don't have a meeting that morning. It's kind of a little bit wide open in terms of what time do I need to get to my desk. And I will go, okay, I need to take a shower. I want to work out. I do need to put a load of laundry in. Do I wash my hair today or do I not wash my hair? If I'm washing my hair, that's going to take longer. If I need to be on camera today, then I definitely need to put on some makeup. And how long is that going to take? And what do I need to take care of before I sit down at my desk? And then what do I need to take care of? Oh, there's that project that I'm working on, and that's going to take an hour of my time today. And now, mind you, all of this is happening all at once in my head when I haven't even left my bed. I'm sitting there overcomplicating a decision to get out of my bed and what is the highest priority. And this happens not just in what do I do when I get out of bed this morning? It happens in a lot of things that I do where my brain will overcomplicate every decision because, well, if I do that, it's going to take this long and I'm going to need to write this and I'm going to need to put structure around that and I'm going to need to put it on my calendar and that. And I will be honest, there are times whenever I have a goal that I want to get accomplished and I will overthink so much that literal months will pass and I haven't even started. So when you are in survival mode, when you're in reaction, when you are in the chaos soup, your decision making is affected and it will overcomplicate things to keep you safe. The other thing that you will do is maybe just not decide. We're just going to delay that decision. My children started saying something to me a little while ago. I don't know, maybe it's a year or two ago, and it surprised me the first time they said it. She goes, "Oh, that sounds like a decision for tomorrow. Tomorrow me. That's a tomorrow me decision. I don't need to think about that today." And when we're in that chaos mode, delaying decisions will often be the thing that we do just to move it off of our desk, just to get it out from in front of us, we'll delay making a decision. And sometimes those are important decisions that are going to make you money, that are going to move your business forward, that are going to stabilize your foundation. And you're not making them because you're just delaying for the reasons of chaos. And the other thing that happens is you make reactive decisions. So don't make any decisions at all, or I'm just going to make this knee-jerk reaction decision. I'm just going to decide, well, this is blue and this is pink and this is tomorrow and this is yesterday. Done. I'm done. I made all the decisions. Now I can move on. And when you're making reactive decisions, you are not making decisions that are cl a clear decision. You don't have clarity on what that decision is going to do long term for you. That does not mean that we go into analysis paralysis and never make decisions. Sometimes you need to make decisions quickly. However, I'm going to talk in a little while about what you need to have in place to make those decisions intelligently and for the benefit of your business and just not reactionary to get it out from in front of you. So we need to create some filters whenever we're making those decisions to get clear about those things. So the first decision is does this thing that is in front of me, this thing, this urgent thing that's in my face that needs my attention right now, does it align with my mission? Now, if you've not done any work to determine what it is you want to do in the world, what your business is accomplishing, what is the mission of your business? It's going to be really hard to answer this question. So if you've not done any of that mission work in your business, I encourage you to, do a little bit of mission work. I'm going to talk about it a little bit and you'll have some ideas. Come back to this podcast or write it down now if you have a something to write on or something to record this with, and be thinking about your mission. So what do I mean by your mission? I heard this great example years ago, and it was a story about a dentist. He was a pediatric dentist, and he decided that everything that he did in his business and in his personal life and anything around his what he was doing in the world would have to benefit children. He was a pediatric dentist, so his professional life was working with children. So he had a very clear mission that everything that he wanted to do would have to benefit children. So when he was presented with ideas and opportunities and offers, he was able to look at his mission and say, does this fit or does this not fit? So if he were approached by a nonprofit that worked with children and made children's lives better, and they said to him, hey, would you like to serve on our board? He could go, oh, it's a children's nonprofit. They make children's lives better. My mission is to make children's lives better. That's a match. That will be an easy yes if he did want to serve on that board. Now, if someone came to him and their mission was to help senior citizens, and they also thought that this dentist was very accomplished and they wanted him for their board, and they came to him and they said, hey, will you serve on our board? We serve senior citizens. He could go, senior citizens, children. It's not a match with my mission. I can say no and feel really confident, and I don't have any guilt about not taking that opportunity because it doesn't match with my mission. When we're clear about what our mission is and who we serve and the difference that we want to make in the world, it is really easy to say yes and to say no to things, and know that it is in alignment with who you are. You're being authentic and you are absolutely matching the mission that you have in the world, the thing that you want to do. When we are trying to be everything to everyone, that's when we get caught up in the chaos. That's when all of that stuff can happen because we don't have any clarity around that. So do work on your mission if you don't already have it. If you already know what your mission is, then you can see, does this align with my mission? And then another opportunity that for your filter is this decision, is this thing that's in front of me going to solve a pressure point at the moment? Is this something that's just going to get it out of my face right this moment? Or is this a root system solution? So how do you know if it's a root problem? If there's a root problem in your business that has to be resolved, how do you know if it's a root problem or if it's just like a, this will just get this off my desk, I'll make this decision and I don't have to deal with it anymore today. So you might be delaying something, but you've got it off. You crossed it off the list. It's out of your face in the moment. So how do you know if it's a root decision or just relieving some pressure in the moment? A root problem will show up in more than one place in your business. If there is a systemic foundational problem that is a root problem in your business, it is going to show up in more than one place. And we need to have the clarity of what it is that we are working on and what are we accomplishing in our business. So having re-anchoring these decision-making questions and having these filters in place will allow you to make informed decisions, strategic decisions, and will get you a step out of that chaos, because confused businesses make expensive decisions. When you as the business owner are in the chaos and you are making decisions, a lot of times those decisions that you are making are going to cost you money and not make you money. So first we need to re-anchor our priorities, right? We need to know what's most important. Then we're re-anchoring our decision making. And the third area, and this one might be the first area, this might be the first thing you need to do, is re-anchor yourself. Because when you're in the chaos, you might need to remove yourself from the chaos so that you actually can get clear on your priorities and you can use those filters in your decision making. So the third area, and not necessarily in that order, is to re-anchor yourself. Because chaos, as I mentioned before, will affect your emotional regulation. When you are in those chaotic times, you are not yourself. When you are stressed out, you can be snappy, or you can shut down, or whatever your stress response is when you are in a heightened emotional situation, you are going to not be a pleasant person to be around for those people who are around you. So your emotional regulation is going to be off. I'll tell you a story. I do not love doing taxes. I do not love the pressure of that I put on myself that everything has to be precisely right, because I don't want to make a mistake, because I don't want the government to come and be like, oh, you made a mistake and all of that. So for me, that is a very high stress task that I have to do. And I know this about myself, and I know I become emotionally dysregulated. And so what I did is I actually made a little place for myself. When I'm doing numbers, when I am in that zone, I tell everyone around me, this is what I'm working on, and you need to probably take a couple of steps back. Don't expect me to have good response. I know this is a time whenever I'm stressed out and overwhelmed and frustrated because of the pressure I put on myself in doing taxes. And I know that. And so the structure I put around that is, hey, when this happens, probably try not to talk to me unless it's urgent, like really, really urgent. And that works, you know. So I am acknowledging my surroundings. I know this task is going to dysregulate me emotionally. So I created an environment and communicated with everyone about what was happening for me. When you are emotionally dysregulated, you are also not able to communicate effectively because you are in, you know, you're in a heightened emotional state. There's stress, there's anxiety, there's overwhelm. We're in the chaos. And we're in the chaos, remember, we are in those survival moments, right? Fight, flight, fawn, freeze. When we are in that reptilian brain, our communication skills are not great, because we are in survival mode. And so communication will break down. So if you can tell someone ahead of time, like when I was doing taxes, hey, you probably don't want to approach me when I'm doing the taxes, and I communicate before I go into that space, then everyone knows what's going on, right? So your communication, when you're in the chaos, you are not going to be thinking straight. You're not going to be speaking straight. You're going to have an inability to be able to clearly make decisions and to delineate what it is you're thinking and how you want things to run, because you are absolutely tapped and your leadership presence goes down. Like when we're in that chaos, we are not the leaders we want to be, because we're reacting, because we're in survival mode, because we are dysregulated, because there's so much stuff going on. We're not the leader that we want to be. And then another thing that will happen whenever you are in this chaos, when you are in, you know, when you're dysregulated, when you are in reaction mode in your business, you lose your confidence. You start thinking, why am I doing this at all? Somebody else could do this better than me. I don't know what's going on. I'm just so overwhelmed. Not me. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm doing. Why am I here? Remember when we started the podcast, I said, hey, you're doing good. You are supposed to be here. You can be a good business owner. You are capable. This is going to be okay. This is why I said that at the beginning. Because confidence will be affected when you are living in constant chaos. So what happens when you are in this chaos, when you are in business, you are the leader. So your customers, your team, everyone who's working with you is looking to you to be the leader of the business. And when you are stuck in that chaos, you aren't the leader that you want to be. So what you need to do is realize that when you're in that chaos, you're not the leader that they're looking to that they want you to be, you're not the leader that you want to be. So we need to re-anchor ourselves. We need to create space. So one way you can do this, especially if you are just, it's that random Tuesday, all the things are happening all the time, the messages, the phone calls, the customers, the team, the everybody's deadlines, everything is all swirling around you, is you need to remove yourself from the space, even if it's just for 20 minutes. A really good thing to do before you start planning is maybe ground yourself somehow. If you like to go for a quick run, go outside and take your shoes off and stand on the ground. Do some deep breathing. Maybe eat fruit. Whatever it is that makes you feel like I can breathe for this moment, take that time and ground yourself. And then take some time to make some decisions, to do some planning. You can, even if it's a very chaotic day, you could take 20 minutes, set a timer so that you can go in and make some decisions, use those filters we talked about, re-anchor your priorities, actually take some time to get grounded and get clear so that you can create some stability in those moments. People don't need a perfect leader in chaos. They do need a grounded leader that can make clear decisions. So we're going to talk about a little bit more about how you can do that in a minute. Because here's the deal. You can't scale chaos. Well, I take that back. You can scale chaos. You can make things worse and worse and worse. You can't scale chaos and have a profitable, successful business. So we don't want to be scaling the chaos. We want to be bringing the chaos back down. But what happens is, on Tuesday, all those things are happening, right? Well, last month you had a Tuesday when all those things were happening and you were able to survive it. You made it through. And the month before that, there were three Tuesdays that were that crazy. And you survived it. And because you survived it, you think it's okay to continue to operate in that chaos. And it's not. Chaos and survival mode are not growth strategies. They are strategies to stay stuck. They are strategies to move backwards. And they are strategies to kill your business. But chaos and survival mode are not growth strategies. So what happens when chaos becomes the operating system? Remember, it worked last month and it worked the month before that and it worked the month before that. And we're just doing whatever we're doing and we are moving forward because we can. And we haven't, the business hasn't closed yet. So it's okay to operate in survival mode. But this is what survival mode creates. It creates inconsistent revenue. Because you aren't operating at a quality level all of the time, and you are, one day your quality is great, and the next day it's not so good, and then it goes up and down. And by quality, I mean the quality of your work, the quality of your customer service, the quality of your marketing, the quality of everything that you're doing goes down because you are inconsistent and you don't have a clear path forward. Your team, burnout. The people that work for you, your team, they are in constant, you putting out fires all the time means they're putting out fires all the time. They don't know what to expect because you are operating from chaos. Poor customer experience. One time they come to you and the service that you give them is exemplary. They have such a good time. They feel seen. They feel heard. It's a wonderful experience. And then they come back to you another time and you're not listening very well and you're distracted because there's things going on and you're not giving them the attention and the time that you gave them, the time they visited before. And then they come back again and it's, minimal quality of customer service. And then they come back again and it's excellent again. That instability in the amount of or the quality of service that you're giving to your customers will hurt your brand. It will hurt your bottom line. When I work with my clients, we work on customer service. I call it client whispering. And we talk about all of these things around consistency and what you need to do and the plan that you have to give good customer service to your clients. I think that it is one of the most essential pieces of your business that you can have, because that's the, you know, we're in the day and age of referrals and recommendations and reviews, right? Before you buy anything, you're going to go look at the reviews because you want somebody else to say that they had a good experience with you. So that's a whole nother topic we won't get deeply into. But if you have a poor customer experience because you're operating in chaos, that will cost you money. When you are in chaos, when you're in the reactive mode of running your business, you make bad hiring decisions. Because making good hiring decisions requires you to have been really clear about who you want to hire. You have to have the right person in the right seat on the bus. Another thing that happens is you are losing money. You're losing money because you're inefficient. You're losing money because your focus is so spread out all over the place. Your customers are having bad experiences. Your team members or employees are not happy. And if they're not happy, then that translates into everything that happens in your business. So you're not making the money that you want to make. And because you're not able to make the money you want to make, there is no way that you can grow and scale. Because all of these things are the cost of being in that chaos all the time. Here's the truth. Remember I said it worked last month and it worked the month before that. And so we've kind of become used to it. And we said, well, we survived it before. You can survive chaos for a season, but you cannot grow sustainably in that chaos forever. It's simply not possible. So the goal isn't to have perfect control, to never have chaos, to be absolutely rock solid on everything you do every single moment of every day, to be the perfect leader. It's not to have perfect systems so nothing ever goes wrong, because that's impossible. There's always going to be something that goes wrong, because that's the nature of the world. That's the nature of technology. That's the nature of human nature. We are not perfect. So you can't even have perfect. The goal isn't perfect systems. And it's not perfect predictability. It's not to be perfect in all of these areas. Control, systems, predictability, those are important in creating the structure around your business, but it doesn't have to be perfect. The goal is to be clear, to have the clarity to know how to reorganize your decisions, to know what the priorities are, to know how to handle yourself and give yourself what you need to be able to operate when things get chaotic. It is to have a structure, to have something you can lean on, to know that whenever every phone call that comes in is going to be treated in exactly this way, every customer that comes in is going to have this experience. Everything that we do has some systems and structure around it, and it doesn't have to be perfect, and it can and will change over time. The goal is to be resilient. And how can you be resilient in chaos? The way you can be resilient in chaos is to know what is going to happen before it happens, to have that structure, to have that clarity. That's what builds the resilience. And resilience makes you more and more and more confident. So the more of the pieces that you have in place, the more confident you feel, because you are no longer operating in chaos. You are operating with clarity and with precision and with power. Because when you have these things in place, you are operating from a point of power, a position of power, because you know what to say yes to, you know what to say no to, you know how to give the priorities. But we need those structures in place. And you also want to have consistent quality decision making. Because remember, making decisions out of that chaos are often wrong decisions, or maybe not wrong, but decisions that are going to cost you money, expensive decisions that had you had the clarity and the structure around it, you would not have made. So if your business feels chaotic right now, if this message, well, first of all, you're not incapable. If your business feels chaotic right now, or it did last month, or it does every now and again, it doesn't mean you're incapable. It doesn't mean you're a bad business owner. It does mean that you need more structure in your business. It does mean that you need to do a little bit of work to get your business to a position that you can withstand the chaos without being consumed by the chaos. And it might mean that your business is asking for a firmer, stronger, more clear foundation. You don't have to solve everything right away. You don't have to solve everything today. But you do need to stop leading from that reactionary place. When you are leading from this thing is in front of me, I have to make a decision now, that's a reaction. That's a knee-jerk decision, right? When you can make decisions based on your mission, based on your values, based on the clarity, based on your goals, based on what you are wanting to accomplish in your business, then you are going to be able to lead from power instead of constant reaction. Because as I've said before, you don't rise to your goals, you fall to your systems. The systems are critical. If you have the systems in place, the goals come more easily, they come faster, and they come in a predictable way because you've set your business up to be profitable, to be predictable, and to be clear about where you're going and what you're accomplishing. So structure protects your vision. The foundation, the structure, the clarity will protect your vision and will enable you to execute and follow through on everything you need to do, even when it's chaotic. So if this episode hit home for you, if you feel like, oh my gosh, Sharon is talking to me, it may be time to stop trying to outwork the chaos and start strengthening the business underneath it. Because a group business that grows sustainably and makes a profit are not always the busiest businesses. If you are busy every day, if every day you go home and you feel like, oh my gosh, I was busy all day long, but I don't know what I accomplished. I was running from the time I got in until the time I stopped working, and I didn't get anything done. If you are in that position where you feel just like you're busy all the time, yet you're not making any forward motion, if you don't have any traction, then you're just busy. You are operating in chaos. You are not operating from sustainability and clarity and structure and foundation. You are just spinning your wheels. So a sustainable, profitable business doesn't have to be the busiest business. They're just very clear on what they want. They're very structured in their foundational pieces. That doesn't mean that they're rigid. It just means they have all the pieces in place in their foundation so they can grow, so they can be profitable. So right now, you might feel like you're working harder than ever, but your business is not giving you the freedom you thought you were going to get, the income, and you are not clear on anything. This is the reason that I created the Profit Growth Audit. And that is my gift to you today. I'm going to tell you in a moment how to get it. But the Profit Growth Audit will just take a few minutes. It shows you where you are today. You answer the questions and you can look at the results and go, oh, this is what's going on in my business right now today. It will show you what's holding you back. You'll be able to see graphically that this area of business you are not very strong in. There are gaps and weaknesses, and it'll tell you very clearly where those gaps and weaknesses are. And then what you're doing really well in your business, like, oh, that area, look at that. My numbers are really great in that area. I'm really confident in that part of my business. And then it'll tell you the exact steps to move you forward in your business. And if you are looking for more consistent sales, loyal customers, and growth that feels sustainable, and you're ready to bridge that gap from where you are to where you want to be, I encourage you to get this gift. It's called the Profit Growth Audit, and it is yours as my gift to you. And here's where you can find it. We have a community here. It's called the Profit Connectors Club. That's Profit Connectors, because you're the ones making the connection, profitconnectors.club. That's all you have to do. Just go to your web browser and type profitconnectors.club, and it'll take you to a page. All you need to do is put your email in, and it will give you access to that gift. And not only that gift, but all of the gifts from all of the speakers that we have had here on the Profit Connections podcast. It'll give you their bios. You can listen to all the podcasts, and you can get all the gifts from all of the people that we've had on our podcast. I highly encourage you to go get the Profit Growth Audit. It will really give you a beautiful snapshot of where you are in your business, and it'll show you where you have weaknesses and where you have strengths, and it will take you to a really nice graphic thing, because I like to see things graphically laid out, and you'll be able to see where you are in your business right now. So remember, you want to build your business with clarity. You want to lead with purpose. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll see you next time.
Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.